was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and welcome to our program, the first program in the new year, the year of our Lord, 2008. And I trust and pray that it will be a joyous and, in fact, a momentous year for everyone that's listening to my voice. Folks, it promises to be a momentous year with all the activity that's underway and the remarkable events that seem to have congealed in the year 2007, events that are the product of decisions and circumstances and tasks and procedures that have been ongoing for many, many years. 2007 was the culmination of a history of patriot activity, and I think it was a year the likes of which we've never seen before, and promises that 2008 will be, at minimum, a fascinating year, and hopefully a year of, let me steal from the candidates. A year of genuine change. You have to laugh when you hear the candidates talking about change, don't you? Considering they are vying for the position of the officer that is responsible for ensuring that no substantive change comes to the world that does not fall under the banner of military democracy. Anyway, folks, it's what is today? Let's see here. It's January 6th. 2008, and I know this year is going to pass very quickly and exciting events will unfold. Let me, in light of the discussion matter for tonight's program, which is very important, primarily focusing on the realization, the intrinsic feeling, except it transcends the word feeling exponentially, this intrinsic awareness, the satori deep in the marrow of our bones that I feel and that I experience and that I live, that I'm hoping to share with folks tonight regarding the use of our ability to pay all contracts, as I was discussing with someone earlier, just a few minutes ago earlier this evening, that person, like so many people I talk with, being induced to the intoxication of argument, but in 2007 we discovered we have the tools to not only not engage in those arguments which are like quicksand in equity, where we are sure to be trounced by armies of attorneys waiting to do what attorneys do, which is trounce those who would argue with them. And instead we can pay the liability, shift the liability, and then institute our hellfire enforcement strategies and the tax remedies that are proving to be the perfect match with BIC, really the culmination of two forces coming together. You know that that television commercial I used to have where the fellow with the chocolate trips into the gal with the jar of peanut butter, and lo and behold, the new candy bar is born. So the equivalent of that candy bar, except in historical, almost biblical terms, unfolded in 2007, and now we are going to unleash it in its full glory on this program to welcome in 2008. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, in light of tonight's material, I'd sure like you to take notice of the fact that this program is specifically designed for your entertainment and your entertainment only. I'm seeking to promote the love of learning, and that seems to be a universal problem that we encounter when we talk to folks in trouble on the phone, that people are, when folks are not in crisis, then very naturally they devote their energies to the more pleasurable pursuits of life. The problem is, far too often they undertake decisions and procedures that ultimately prove very unpalatable and dangerous to their own health in the pursuit of freedom, when they haven't devoted sufficient energy, resources, they haven't made a sufficient commitment to learning what it really means to have the belief system of being a sovereign man or woman. So let me urge you that the sooner you can cultivate the love of learning, and this will take learning, hitting the books, listening to the tapes, getting the Walkman or burning the CDs, listening in the car, and really diving in with all of one's heart and energy if one intends to attempt to live a life as a sovereign man or woman and toss off the shackles and the various implements of existing as a subject of the United States. So for most of you out there, I would suggest that the decisions to do those things be carefully scrutinized and examined when the time is right. And you'll know when that time is because at that precise moment, any questions you have, or most questions you have, will be postulated rhetorically because you'll know the answer even as you're posing the question in your own head. So please take responsibility for your own actions. This program is not intended to be advice or counsel or legal advice of any sort. The call in number tonight, is, as always, is 1-800-313-9443. By the way, folks, if any of you out there are routinely creating transcripts of this program, accurate transcripts of the program, or if you have a sophisticated method of transcribing the program, which makes that task fairly simple, then would you be so kind as to drop me a line, please, at restore.america@hotmail.com. Those transcripts would be very helpful to lots of people who contact me all during the week. By the way, folks, my voice is a little under the weather, as you can hear. I certainly hope you can hear me. I apologize for sounding the way I do. As usual, this week I received numerous emails inquiring about finding a competent commercial notary, and for every one of those, as I've done for at least a year, I refer them to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com. And the folks at Notary Depot, who are not affiliated with me, I might add, seem to do a very fine job of supporting those who would contact them. Sam Davis, I'm pleased to announce, has a seminar coming up, one of his Status is Freedom seminars, on January 19th and the 20th. I'll presume that's a Saturday and Sunday, but you best confirm, in Greenville, South Carolina. I understand admission is a very reasonable $100 per person, and they accept all forms of fictional payment, including credit cards. And if you'd like to find out more, and I suggest you should, then you can find those details at statusisfreedom.com. Status, S-T-A-T-U-S, is, freedom, better know how to spell that, .com. Folks, I received a number of interesting emails this week germane to the topic at hand and also, I believe, of a fair amount of importance to be shared publicly. In one area, I keep receiving complaints about a company functioning out of, let's just say, one of the middle Atlantic states of this great nation of ours, and where seminars are being offered, claims are being made, and then people are being asked to sign up for various procedures. My understanding is at the cost of an indemnity bond. I could be wrong on some of the details, but I've been told that the cost of an indemnity bond is $1,500. Folks, if you talk to any one of the mentors and you're working with them, which would mean that you'd be guided into procedures so that you're not having a third party attempt procedures for you that are destined to fail if you don't understand how to defend your position, then the cost of an indemnity bond is a big fat zero. In fact, that $1,500 would have covered more than the attendance at one of our five-day law merchant leadership retreats when we were offering those. Admittedly, we're not offering those at this time. But at those retreats, you could learn the entire system. And if you were so moved to generate an indemnity bond, or you needed 10 of them in your case, you could generate 10 of them because you would have had the tools to do that. I urge everyone do not have a third party just execute your process for you, you are likely to fail, and I base that upon all of my experience and the conversations and communications I have with people all day and all night long. I really think it's essential that you learn what you are doing and you take ownership of the process and accept responsibility for your decisions, because ultimately you will be responsible for your decisions, so you'd best be the principal in making those command decisions. Received an email with a memo from Barton Buttes this week. Let me see if I can find that memo here. All right, here it is. Sorry for the delay. Let me read you a couple of paragraphs from this, if I may. This was dated January 2008. Again, I have no way of verifying that when an email purports to originate, when an attachment in an email purports to originate with a particular party, I have no way of confirming that. But this does sound authentic, as if it's coming from Barton. And let me read you what it says. As you may know by now, there was a trial, that's in quotes, in the United States District Court in Medford, Oregon, where five individuals, including myself, were charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States government under Title 18 U.S.C. Section 514. I continue to believe, based on information I received from many official sources, that I am not guilty of these charges. Folks, I can't tell you. I have great respect for Barton. I've said this before. Barton was a mentor of mine. I cannot tell you how sad a statement like that makes me, that Barton would be looking to official sources to tell him that he is not guilty of violating a commercial bill written on a piece of paper passed purportedly with his authority by strangers who, as we all know, are operating without a contract, without Barton's power of attorney, or without any sort of obligation which would make Barton subject to that charge. That statement is unfortunately very sad to me. Barton goes on to say, three of the five defendants entered into a plea bargain with the Department of Justice, leaving myself and Steve Schallenberg as the defendants. Now, Rebecca Schallenberg has withdrawn her plea bargain, citing mental problems, but the DOJ has not yet taken any action regarding the charges against her. Her misdirected testimony and numerous misstatements against me are now a non-entity. Notice, arguing the facts. This means that there may well be another trial recharging me. Me. That's another statement that makes me very sad. I know that Barton spent years teaching people and educating people in the diversity of the legal fiction dead corporate entity transmitting utility, which is engaged in commerce with the United States Federal Corporation on our behalf, distinct and diverse from the living man or woman. And I'm not sure why this memo would indicate he sounds confused at this point. But I think Barton is making a request of us in this letter, and I think one of the most important things that we can bring to bear based upon this letter is our prayers for Barton. I know that Barton knows what is the correct pathway to take here. He goes on to say, another defendant who pleaded guilty has now been granted a 60-day extension. We know of two witnesses willing to testify that they saw and heard the prosecuting attorney tamper with one of our witnesses. Folks, when you come to me with arguments like that, they did this, they did that, they did the other thing, the point, the realization that I try to give you, the feeling that I have in my bones, in the marrow of my bones, is, sure, we can argue, we can accept the invitation to argue, and we can show those nasty bastards exactly who was right and wrong. And while we do that, we may as well pave the road that leads up to the gates of the prison, because that's where we will wind up, because that is exactly what they want us to do. When we come back, we're going to explore the alternative to that. And there is a powerful alternative And when we weigh it in contrast to arguing the facts, it's so clear, it's intuitively clear, which is the correct choice, at least for law merchants. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back, folks. Let's not waste any time continuing this topic. Barton goes on to say, it became quite clear during the trial that the DOJ had the inside track controlling and orchestrating the presentment of their evidence, and that I, not Mr. Schallenberg, was the target of their prosecution. In spite of the fact that 103 pages of evidence on my behalf was sealed by the judge from the jury, that jurors had access to hearsay evidence presented as proposed facts, that the chief investigator, IRS CID agent, and he names a particular agent, perjured himself under oath on the witness stand, and evidence acknowledged by this same agent that would have clearly been to my benefit and defense was kept from the jury, and that Mr. Schallenberg was found not guilty even of conspiracy. I was found guilty of that same conspiracy in 5 other counts. Even the judge was taken aback by the decision of the jury. Argument upon argument upon argument. And when we get mired in argument, we will get what argument begets. Argument begets that you will go to prison and not be released until you've paid your uttermost farthing. And obviously that's not my wisdom. That's a much higher wisdom than any I would purport to. Years ago, I remember Barton meeting with this IRS CID agent. And I was scratching my head the whole time. Barton went into his file cabinet and he showed him all sorts of documentation, probably some of the bills of exchange that he was writing. He showed him I'm sure, HJR 192. And he tried to argue the position that living men are outside the jurisdiction, and all of the other patriot, in this case commercial patriot, positions that we tend to take, and that I myself have tended to take over the years, until I was privy to an awakening, what I believe to be an awakening, that to engage in any of those dialogues is to basically say to someone, or to say to the United States, I really care what you think. I really care about proving to you that I'm not part of this. I care so much about your charges that I'm going to give weight to them by wasting my valuable time in discussion over them, in trying to educate you to them, in trying to evangelize to you. All of that adds up to one thing, time in prison, sad to say. Barton goes on to say, however, a number of my advisors feel that a collection of spontaneous one-page letters addressed to Judge Owen Panner from each of the many that I have helped or who know me regarding your assessment of my character would be very helpful. Please address the letter to the judge, but send it to me, blah, blah, blah. Folks, I cannot tell you how saddened I am to see a man who taught commercial remedies begging a foreign judge for leniency. I just find it absolutely appalling. There is the old adage that until you've walked a mile in someone's shoes, you can't judge him. And I am not judging Barton here. I just find it unfortunate and saddening and troubling that he is placing his hopes on an appeal and the goodness in the judge's heart, all of which may have validity at some point, and on attorneys and listening to what his advisors, quote unquote, his advisors being attorneys, are telling him. It's just a very sad day to me, and I think it creates a perfect contrast to the point that I am trying to bring forth in today's program. Let me read you another email. Dear Sam, this came in at 1 minute after midnight on January 1st. I find that very exciting. After an 11-year battle with the Internal Revenue Service, I believe I have now obtained a victory. A little over a year ago, after attending some good seminars, I did a private administrative procedure with the IRS, culminating in a notarial protest. The last I heard from them was that they were in receipt of my notary service. In May, I attended Winston's seminar and discovered my need to do the acceptance for value on my birth certificate and send in my private bond for setoff, which I did. After attending your law merchant retreat in October and seeing that the consensus of folks at the retreat was to do the private discharging and indemnity bond to resolve this kind of issue, I prepared one after your format as contained on the CD and as the others there used. The Department of Treasury received it on, the Secretary of Treasury received it on 12/10/07, and before I could even put another package together to send to the IRS, they issued a release of levy on 12/20/07. So, the point I'm making, and by the way, it's not how quickly this happened, it doesn't always happen that way. In fact, most times it takes a lot longer. We've seen things happen 6 months. We've seen the release of a dozen liens and levies 6 months later after such submissions. But the point is, what would I, if I was in Barton's position, or if you were in a position like that, or I was in a similar position, what would I rather send to Judge Owen Panner? Letters from friends testifying to my character so that I could achieve a reduced sentence and nonetheless an admission that I am a United States subject, resident, defendant, citizen? Or would I rather send him full payment on the contract, a rescission of signatures on any contracts where I was coerced, a transfer of liability, and a surrender of the successor sureties? And by the way, the complete tax filing remedy documents demonstrating that he is the libel party and owes those funds to me? Which do you think would be the most powerful?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, my friend, and thank you for joining me. I've been in education for many, many years. I was a student past high school for more than 10 years, and I think that when we're rewriting the tapes of our understanding in areas of primary concern, that we go through various processes to achieve competency in the application of that information. I think the information begins as fragments of information, fragments of data, and then we attempt to understand it, and we attempt to grow an understanding. And at some point, we achieve an understanding, sort of an intellectual understanding, an understanding through our thought process as opposed to our rationale. And we work with it, and we use it, and we reinforce it, and if we're smart about it, we talk to other people more knowledgeable than us, and we maintain a beginner's mind, and we absorb, and we imbibe, and we grow. And at some point, the information moves from reflex to intrinsic, much as the reflexes in a martial art. You no longer think about what you have to do. It becomes automatic. It becomes programmed. It becomes part of your muscle memory and your DNA. And at that point, there's even a higher plateau to achieve. It's the plateau of champions. It's when the information is revisited to us as a revelation. I genuinely believe this. I believe that the important things in life, when they reach their highest level of usability and when they become when we incorporate them as maxims of our life during our brief tenure in this world, that we experience at some point, or we should experience at some point, a revelation about that information. And so it is, I believe, with the tax remedy technology being combined with the BIC technology. The two are so perfectly mated to achieving a commercial remedy that it's almost scary. It's almost as if they were launched somewhat simultaneously, percolated for years in different forms, and eventually they were attracted to the same point in time and space where they combined and amalgamated into something much larger than both of them. The principles of BIC are very simple, and I talk to people about them all day long, and I suggest it would be simpler and more efficient for you to listen to the programs, the earlier programs, to gain that basic understanding. BIC is based upon the willingness to honor the contracts you enter and to terminate those contracts as all contracts terminate, either upon their natural expiration based upon the language they're in or upon full payment, because almost all contracts come down to payment. We pay the contracts, and if anyone fails to accept the payment, even if they return it to us, payment has been made, and the liability, to us at least, is terminated, or to our property, the straw party, not necessarily our own straw party, the straw party that we are engaged in protecting as our collateral. And I can't emphasize that often enough, because I get emails and have conversations with folks all day long who keep reemphasizing that they don't understand that basic principle, that if someone makes you an offer, doesn't matter if it doesn't mention a price. It doesn't matter, like someone was telling me earlier tonight, we can't figure out what they want us to do. They keep saying they want us to do this with a particular customer on the contract. Ultimately, it comes down to money in this world. That if you don't do that, then we are going to request the following. Give up your territory. Well, what's that worth? In law, in the at-law profession, in the legal profession, they have actuarial tables to figure out what every profession is worth starting from such and such an age to the unfortunate age when you were disabled or killed. They want us to send out letters to 1,000 people. What's that cost? They want us to pay them something. Fine. They want us to appear at a court hearing. Well, what's the penal sum on the charges? And so on and so on. There is always a commercial cost because all crime is commercial. And what do? We pay it. What could be simpler than that? We pay it. And after payment is tendered, we don't care what they do. Let me make that point to all those people who send me emails. I sent them 3 bonded promissory notes to different people. I didn't hear back from them. The process isn't working. They haven't done anything. You've missed the point. You shouldn't be using promissory notes. You haven't earned the right to do this. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not saying you're ignorant. you're acting prematurely. Children act prematurely. Adults let the information season until they're competent. Doctors don't go in and perform surgeries they're not competent to perform, generally, if they're men of conscience. They say, I'm sorry, I don't understand that technique, or I haven't been trained in that method. We'll have to secure this neurologist or the guy who invented the procedure. And there's good reason for that. Pilots don't fly jets that they're not rated for, even though it obviously it's a government agency doing the rating, because they don't want to crash the airplane and get killed or kill innocent people. And patriots shouldn't be using procedures that they don't fully understand. We don't care if they don't respond, because if they don't respond, as a maxim of law, and in fact within the UCC itself, it may be in New York, I think it's 3-603 or 604, you can check both, subparagraph B, the holder is responsible. There is no right of recourse against the maker if payment was offered and declined. Once that dishonor occurs, you're out of it. And it doesn't matter if they don't recognize that, because we're seeking our remedy privately. And we have the tax remedies to help us earlier than we've ever had a remedy enforce the payment. BIC means we pay. BIC means in judicial cases they have a statutory obligation to pass the payment, pass the funds along to Treasury. BIC means that there is a reserve account already on file with the Secretary of the Treasury naming that party. In other words, there's an escrow account where funds have been placed in reserve on behalf of that account holder. What could be better than that? Here are the funds. Here's a copy of the deposit slip indicating the funds, the indemnity bond. And here's a copy of the deposit slip that the promissory note is being drawn from. And by the way, the Secretary of the Treasury is a beneficiary and a holder of that note and that offset bond, or in some cases, a set-off bond. Yes, there are differences. Here is the payment, the promissory note. This matter is settled and closed. Now, if you fail to adjust your books, then you're holding the liability. Same as if I sent a bank draft to Macy's and someone in Macy's accounts receivable department cashed it. I'm holding Macy's liable, and Macy's is going to hold them liable. And the agent for holding them liable, when they fail to place the funds into the proper account, is the Internal Revenue Service. And that's what we've been using them for. And to demonstrate that to you, this beautiful amalgamation of BIC and tax remedies, I'd like to read to you from a document, which is was an article that purportedly was published in American Bulletin back in 2006, I believe. It's called The Nature of a Remedy. The authors purport to be named Jim Rivers and Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I imagine for some reason these are pseudonyms, and that's fine. Writers use pen names all the time. That shouldn't diminish the message. In fact, it should not diminish the message one little bit. It doesn't for me. And this was supposedly published in the America's Bulletin July, August of 2006. I have not seen that edition. That's why I'm saying purported to be. This article lays out 15 facts. They're all true, and let me just find maybe fact 15 or 16. Here's fact 16. Ever since June 5th, 1933, because of the bankruptcy of the United States, when House Joint Resolution 192 was unanimously passed, something, there's a misprint here, becoming public policy per Public Law 73-10, all products of the industrial economic system are of legal, lawful necessity prepaid. Now, you've heard that many times. I know most of you listening to my voice understand that, but let me just explain this in overt terms once again. If you were sent to prison and upon presenting yourself at the debtor's warehouse, they asked you to empty your pockets, take off your jewelry, give me your car keys, and they took all your property, and you had signed documents attesting to being the defendant and providing as part of the fine the title to your house and your mother's house. You had no property. Who would be responsible for giving you a bed and putting food on the table? Who is responsible for your room and board since you relinquished control of your property in that prison? Well, obviously, the prison, the warden, the Bureau of Prisons. There's no other choice other than letting you starve. And letting you starve would be an act of war instead of a purported act of voluntary servitude. That in worked its way out either way, didn't it? Just attached itself to the wrong word. We know it's involuntary, but the United States perceives it as voluntary. The same is true under House Joint Resolution 192, FDR's executive order, what was that, 6301 or 6103, look it up, recalling all of the gold, making sure that it was protected so it couldn't be hoarded and placed into receivership and escrow on our behalf. When deeds appeared and men and women became tenants on their own land, I read an interesting article on that in a law journal this week. Something about there are three forms of ownership: joint tenancy, tenants in common, and it mentioned one other. Imagine a respected law journal, ownership. They weren't wrong. The word ownership is another co-opted word of art by the legal profession, the profession filled with attorneys in fiction, attorneys at law, not necessarily attorneys. And having co-opted that, they have been able, by the use of legal fictions, to disguise the fact that all property is now in receivership with the state, just like going to prison, which means that the Bureau of Prisons, the United States, is responsible for prepayment, responsible for paying your expenses, which means that the way the system should work is that you should be able to walk into the nearest car dealer and say, look, I need one of those, and I need that truck and that RV as well. Have them sent to my house. Put them on my account. Take them out of my account. And you should be able to go to the supermarket and say, ma'am, would you deliver my fruits and vegetables at 3 today, please? My wife is expecting them, and all the necessities of life should be there because you paid for it. Now, this may sound like a fantasy. There are societies that exist very close to that. Wealthy oil societies, where practically everything is publicly prepaid. But that's not the way it works. When you step forward and attempt to do such a thing, there are impediments. When you go to the auto dealer, one of two things happens. They give you an invoice and they say, here, cut me a check. Or they give you an application, or you bring an application for an auto loan or an auto loan approval. You go to a bank, or in the case of a purchase of a house deed, you approach a bank and you fill out an application and you pay points for the privilege of accessing your own credit. The bank is blocking you from the credit. The dealership is blocking you from the credit. That, my friends, is public policy, and there is a remedy for regaining those payments to the bank, those payments to the dealership, and all of those expenses, including and especially court cases and tax solicitations. And let me read to you from this article. It's very well written. It explains it. I'm just translating. This is my understanding. This is my satori. This is my reality, my revelation that I live with day in and day out. It's a continuing revelation. I see it as clear as day. And BIC, as you'll see before the end of this program, just works hand in hand with the tax remedies because it provides us with the actual tool for resolving the mortgage situations, the contracts, the foreclosures, the collection actions, the tax liens and levies, and the judicial cases without going to argument, without reacting as if these people are our enemies. They are public servants operating on behalf of a private corporation. They know no better. They've been taught no better. That's their station in life. It's not our job in the aggregate sense to re-educate them, although one by one they're learning. That's another advantage of making the point through the use of certain tax documents. And so in our hands, at least in my hands, is the remedy for ensuring that all of these people, my brothers, receive the payment they deserve. Credit the account, settle the account, close it, or face the consequences. We'll review the consequences in 3 minutes.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And they save and they're bigger.
You're listening to the final 5 minutes of the first hour of tonight's program. We'll have a one-minute station identification coming up at that time. Stick with me, please. We're going to read this document and get to the core issue and the technique of using the tax documents to enforce our remedy. I'd also like to apply it to a particular controversy that I think would be very illustrative of how creatively we can use these things on our behalf. If we don't get to that tonight, we will get to that next week. So this says, we forget who the real sovereigns are. And that's a title of a section which says, it is precisely this inability of the people to pay at law their debts that empowers them under Public Law 73-10 to be able to exercise their exemption, exempt from paying, to achieve set-off, in parenthesis, mutual cancellation of debt, close parenthesis, for any and all debts that the sovereign accepts. And then it says, in a new section, is there anything we can do? So how do we turn the table on the greed, corruption, and evil in control of this wicked system to assert our sovereignty, to restore the de jure republic where everyone is a sovereign with no subjects, and put a stop to the domestic terrorism, rape, robbery, and pillaging being committed against the sovereigns? I'm going to skip down. I think you get the idea where this is headed. So permit me to skip down to a section entitled, The Federal Tax Forms Provide a Tool for Remedy. The federal tax form always suggested for use for extortion of funds from individuals is the 1040 form, OMB number 1545-0074. Even though upon examination of the Office of Management and Budget, congressionally mandated listings of what this form is to be used for show absolutely no applicability to the subject of individual income tax. It is totally purposeless to protest any aspect of the surrealistic income tax scam. Does everybody hear that? That's been true for 50 years, and it's as true today as it was back then. If you ignore the presentments or you argue the presentments, you are in for a rude awakening. But if you accept those presentments and honor them, there will never truly be a threatening problem in your life. And if there are commercial problems, those can be paid and resolved. The authors go on to say, the form, 1040, totally supports your tax position you will be asserting. An example, Federal Tax Form 1040 filed for John Q. Doe is provided. Notice that the perjury statement states that you have examined the return and accompanying schedules and statements you make, and to the best of your knowledge and belief, it is true, correct, and complete. This will work to your favor, as we shall see, and protect you. That's a good point to stop. We'll take a 1 minute station identification, folks, then we'll come back and continue this very, very interesting subject. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Please join me in 1 minute.
Since 19... 19-